Well, this weekend, the Atlantic Golf and Country Club is going to host another round of golf, times three. The Tournament of Champions, a three-round golf tournament coming up this weekend at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. We'll be out there covering that live for you again this year, as we have every year that they've held the Tournament of Champions. Matt Mullinex is the tournament chairman, in with us here this year to talk a little bit about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
How many Tournament of Champions have there been?
This is the 57th.
I guess it'd be
57th annual.
Tournaments of Champions. There have been a lot of them. 57th annual. I don't think anybody expected it was going to be around that long when it started.
I doubt it. Nope. but it's still going. We're still plugging away. Of course, it's changed a little bit over the years. And of course, the number of participants has changed. But it's still going pretty strong. And it's an event that all the participants and the members of the club and the community, I think, still enjoy putting on and showcasing the community. So,
and when you talk about changes with the Tournament of Champions, some years back they started a seniors division in addition to the regular championship division. And then in addition to that, here recently, there's been a super seniors division added as well. So three different divisions that folks have an opportunity to choose to compete in. That's really kind of expanded the base there.
Yes, it has. Yep, it's kind of helped keep it going. The other part of to that expansion is just the game of golf in general that's occurred over time. We've got some of these young kids out there that are just real long ball hitters, and it was tough for the older crowd to keep up with them, and it was a way to increase participation. So we created our senior division here a while back, and then I think it was about 3 years ago, our super senior division as well, and the game of golf is something, as we know, it's a lifetime event, and so it's just kind of given an opportunity for some others to participate in our tournament.
Well, and the premise of the Tournament of Champions is simple. It's the Tournament of Champions. To qualify for the Tournament of Champions, you're supposed to have won your home club championship. That's kind of how it usually goes. There are some other qualifying events and other requirements to get in and what have you, but in large measure, these are fellows who've gone out and they've had success.
Yes, it is. And that's why it makes it so competitive for a lot of these guys. It's kind of, it's a claim that they can make that in this particular year, out of all the club champions, amateurs that are out there, that they can say that they're one of the best in the state of Iowa. So, it's an event that is known across the state, and a lot of guys know it's kind of a little prestigious tournament to win.
And it's a little clicky, too. Guys like to come back after a while because they kind of get to knowing some of these other guys. And some of the guys that do a lot of traveling on the Iowa Amateur Tour, they see each other week to week anyway. But then you've got some other guys who really, this is the one big tournament that they play in during the course of the year, maybe outside of their club championship. So it's a chance for them to visit with some of these other fellas, too. It's been kind of neat to see the way the people have really been dedicated to this particular tournament. They've really been loyal in coming back year after year, especially the past champions.
Yes, that's correct. We've been very fortunate with some of our past champions that have continued to come year after year. A couple of those that come to mind are, of course, Ron Peterson, John Wilmore, Rick Thompson. I think those guys are multiple year winners. Ken Petschy, he comes every year. And the other thing, too, you talked about the returners, is that each year we kind of do it a Masters style as far as invitation. So if you are a past champion, you're automatically eligible to return every year. And then in our open division, if you finish in the top 25, you're invited back next year. And so that's kind of where we get some of these recurring champions and trying to keep the numbers up. So, Barry Smith, Ryan Clark, those are some other names. Jared Cochran that comes back every year. They kind of haven't really won it, but they've been in that top 25 very consistently and come back. And that, like you said, they kind of create that little fraternity of brotherhood and out on the golf course, and they have a good time competing, but also a good time afterwards socializing as well.
And they enjoy their trip to Atlantic too every year, which is kind of nice. They enjoy, and in some cases their wives come with them, spend the weekend, and Atlantic Fest going on at the same time, so they maybe have some distraction themselves.
Yeah, it does. It makes for a very busy weekend around Atlantic with all the multiple events going on, but that the Atlantic Fest allows the spouses to kind of walk away from the golf course a little bit and do something else, but they're always returning right back to the course to support their spouse. Yeah, they just, you know, they stay at the hotels, and some of them will go out to eat at the restaurants and spend some money around town. So obviously it does bring in some good revenue into the community and tax dollars. So, yeah, we're very fortunate to have that.
Well, one of the things I know folks who go out there to watch the tournament seem to enjoy is the success that some golfers from around this area have had each and every year. Defending champions, a guy most folks around here know. But we've had not just guys from Atlantic, but from around the immediate area, guys like Jason Reynolds and what have you, that come back year after year and have had success, have been champions here. And I think people really enjoy seeing that in some cases, guys who are maybe from the area, no longer live around here, but they keep coming back anyway.
Yeah, it does. It helps that participation out there as well, but also helps with our crowd, spectators that come out because they've got that rooting interest for that local person. Like I said, our defending champion in the open division is Chris Nelson, and he'll be back this year. The senior division last year's champion was Gene Capps from Indianola. I'm not sure at this moment he's not registered to come back. And then our super senior winner was John Holmes, so another local fellow in there. So, yeah, these guys come back. And like I said, Jason Reynolds was a previous winner as well. So there's some local flavor in there that brings some of these around and usually ends up being a very large crowd on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and with some familiar names, yeah, it's nice to have those guys back, if it fits into their schedule, of course, too. They all have busy lives as well. You know, one of the things when you talk about scheduling, too, with the start of the school year, the high school year moved back a little bit now this year, it seemed like school was creeping up on the Tournament of Champions, too. We used to have a number of high school kids who were very good high school golfers who were able to win their club championships and come here to participate. That seemed to dwindle off as school starts came earlier and earlier. Maybe now some more of those guys will be able to get here.
Yeah, the only might have seen maybe one or two in our entry list that looked like they're probably in high school yet. But you see, like I said, you see a lot of these college kids. I think we got a pretty good contingent of a younger group this year that will give some of these returnees, look like some rookies, I guess, if you will, coming in this year. So it should make it pretty interesting. But they're coming from some decent sized golf courses and some challenges. So I think they'll be prepared for what our course has to offer to them. But I think at the end of the day, I always say is that, you know, these are amateur golfers and we're asking them to play 18 holes over the course of 3 days. And I think that's just the thing that really, you got to be able to do that and to come here. Not everybody's used to doing that. And I think a lot of times that is the deciding factor between day one and day three, who's at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, well, 54 holes in 3 days. Not a lot of us actually go out and do that very often.
No, and at a high, you know, highly competitive atmosphere like this, you know, and really concentrating the whole time.
Trying to keep that focus. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you don't do anything for 57 consecutive years without a lot of community support. And the fans, folks who enjoy the tournament come out, members of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club come out and help support. I know there's lots to do out there. You offer entertainment. There's food. Of course, you can also watch the golf.
Yes, that's correct. We've got a lot of volunteers that will be putting in time, if they haven't already. They'll be putting in time out there, helping, you know, whether it's marshaling on the course, refreshments on the course, grilling on the deck, which is one thing that's open to everybody. So if you're around and you want to take a lunch time and come out and watch the golfers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're more than welcome to come out. We'll have do some grilling on the deck, and everybody's more than, you know, very welcome to have lunch out there. Then we've got our entertainment on Saturday night that comes in that the golfers that stick around really like to go to. We've got a comedian this year and a buffet, and that's something that's open too. So if you that one, we'd request that you make reservations ahead of time. So you want to call the country club out there and get those reservations. But then, yeah, we've got a lot of corporate sponsors that we have that back us up, you know, for the you know, put on all these events. Basically, the golfers pay their entry fee, but then we kind of like to take care of them after that. You know, we got a lot of prize money that we're giving out, and the food for them, and some of those other things, and the driving range, and some of those. So I would list our corporate sponsors here. We've got 16 of them this year, in order here, in no particular order. Brocker Carnes and Carnes, KJAN. ASI Audiology Services, Eye Associates, Rolling Hills Bank, Henningsen Construction, Hy-Vee, Detter Motors, McAtee Tire, Atlantic Bottling, First Whitney Bank, Cullen and Associates, OSI Oakland Foods, Schrader Dental, Gady Insurance, and Brown Shoe Fit. So each one of those have, in various ways, you know, helped us out to keep this tournament going. So
excellent. Well, it's always good to have that support. When people stop supporting it, it'll stop happening. It's the way it works.
We hope that doesn't.
It's the way it works with everything. So hopefully we continue on for many more. Well, thanks for coming out. I know guys are going to play 18 holes on Friday, 18 holes Saturday, 18 holes on Sunday. The Ham Am will be on Thursday, as always. So the locals will get a chance to play with some of these amateurs coming in as they get a chance to see the course, perhaps for the first time this year. Should be a lot of fun all weekend long. And again, first tee times are usually out around 8 o'clock or so, 8:30 in the morning. So folks will be out running around, and you're welcome to come out. The admission price is free for the to watch the golfers play. All we ask is you just don't step on a ball.
That's right. And if you want to follow at home or check up each day, our website for the is www.theagcc.com. And if you go on there, there'll be a link, and you can get live scoring throughout the weekend. That's kind of a nice feature that we've got now. So, yeah, you can even follow it from home if you can't make it out there one of the days, but can the others. So,
yep. And watch our sports page as well at KJAN.com. Yep. We'll be partnering up there to help get you all the information that you need. And, of course, listen here to AM 1220 and FM 101.1 all throughout the weekend so you can catch all the updates. Matt, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, Jim, for your coverage and doing this. So we appreciate it.